Hey friends, mark your calendars because May 8th, I will have something special dropping just for you. So stay tuned because more details are coming.
Welcome to the Manifesting Mother Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Mora. My purpose of this podcast is to help women like you step into their power, create massive quantum leaps, release old limiting beliefs, life that you desire. So let's get it.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I have an amazing show for you today. We're going to be talking about miracles, and this has been something that I've been wanting to talk about so much this week because I myself have had so many miracles happen to me in the last couple of weeks. It's literally unexplainable. And I wanted to get on here and talk about how important it is for us to believe in miracles because I feel like that word itself has lost a lot of its meaning. And I'm going to read you the definition of it right now. So it says, a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific laws and is therefore considered to be the work of a divine energy. Like, how amazing is that? Like, a divine energy. Like, you're a miracle yourself. We are all miracles from the day we were little chicken nuggets and in our mom's wombs. And I don't think we think of ourselves as miracles very often, but we truly, truly are. And we are divine beings that are capable of so much in this life that I think we underestimate what we can do. We underestimate how powerful we are. And honestly, I'm here to remind you that you are a miracle and that you are limitless beyond words. You are so limitless. And how many times have we heard of stories that have happened of like somebody just healing themselves from cancer or somebody that attracted massive amount of money or somebody who received something out of nowhere? How many times have we heard those kind of stories? And yet we don't think that the same thing can happen to us. We don't believe that we are worthy enough of miracles that big happening in our lives. But the truth is that you are worthy of so many things, so many things. You're worthy of all that and more. So before I give you a couple of examples of some miracles that have happened in my life in the last 2 weeks, I want to explain that miracles are things that come into our lives that are unexpected, that we can't seem to understand how it could have happened. So here's the thing. We're human and we always try to find logic. Even with miracles, we always want to understand, like, how is it possible? How did that happen? There's no way that could have happened. And the reason we feel like there's no way that could have happened is because we limit our miracles. Like, we limit what we consider real, right? In our reality. Like, we are limited by what we think is our reality. But the truth is that we are limitless human beings and there doesn't need to be an explanation for everything. So when miracles come into your life, the most important thing is to be open to it and receive it. And don't think of how is this possible? Like, how? There's no logic behind it. I'm trying to figure out how. So we really want to let go of the how. And we really just want to be open to receive. Okay, so here's a couple of things that have randomly happened to me in the last week and a half. And again, for a minute, I was like, how did this happen? And I was like, my brain was like trying to figure out how it happened. And then I had to snap myself out of it. And I was just like, no, don't even think about it. Just receive it because this is a miracle that the universe sent your way, and it was a total surprise. So the first thing, I received 2 random checks in the mail, you guys. I've never received random checks in the mail. They came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't even have any idea of like that I would ever receive any kind of random checks, honestly. Like, I've heard stories of people that have received random checks in the mail, and I never really thought about it, but holy crap, like, it's real. I received 2 random checks in the mail. Okay, so that was number one. And then number two is that somehow, I don't know what happened, but somehow I received a notification that one of my bills was going to be significantly cheaper. Like one of my monthly bills was going to be significantly cheaper. Not by like $20, but like by over $100 cheaper. And this was so insane to me because I'm thinking, what is going on? All these things happened within 1 week. And not just that. And I also had two people give me random gifts last week, which I also thought was like, what is going on? Everything that was happening, it was happening like back to back to back to back. And I was honestly so grateful, confused, inspired. Like I had so many emotions, honestly. I was like, what is going on? Like this thing is crazy. Like it's crazy. I got some momentum going on. But at the same time, like miracles don't, okay, so here's the thing. Miracles don't have to be huge, right? Miracles can be little as well. And to me, every time I manifest something, I see it as a miracle because it was by a divine energy. So to me, like almost everything that I receive into my life, I'm like, oh, I'm grateful for this. Like this is a miracle. Because honestly, I see everything as a miracle. But the point is that we honestly just have to be open to receive. We have to be open to receive and believe that we are worthy of so many things. And we don't always need to know how the hell it happens. Things just happen. The universe isn't like, okay, now figure, you know, your job is to figure out how it happened after I give it to you. Like, no, we just need to be open to receive. And once you receive it, just sit in the feeling of just being so grateful for it so more things can come your way. And you guys, honestly, this last week was just so amazing because it was honestly just showing me that I'm in alignment to where I want to go. Because when things like that come into my life, I see it as a sign that I'm in alignment, that I'm in alignment to what it is that I want. So be open to receive and don't limit yourself because things can come in unexpected ways. If you want to manifest a certain amount of money, just set what that amount is and start getting in the feeling of what it's going to be or what it's going to feel like when you have the money. What are you going to buy? Are you going to go on trips? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to buy your mom a dress? Are you going to take your child on a shopping spree? What are you going to do? Because the feelings of the actions that we want to take when we have the money is so powerful. And if anything, that's going to help you so you can collapse the time and you can get the money quicker, or you can get that one thing quicker. Maybe it's the car, whatever car you want to manifest. You really need to go into the feeling of having it. And I have no other way of explaining this to you except of like really tuning into the feeling. And something that I've been practicing is really noticing when my mind starts going like out of alignment. I have practiced this for a while because I'm pretty good now at like noticing when my mind is going out of alignment and I have to steer it back into alignment, just like a car. Right? Pretend you're like driving. You let go of the steering wheel starts going to the left, and you're like, whoa, nope, we're going to turn you back to, you know, where we're going. So you really don't want to set your life on autopilot because then you're going to be receiving just anything and you're not going to be directing your energy to what you want to have or what you want to accomplish in life. And when miracles come into your life, you don't always need to know how it happened. But one thing that does help, so other miracles start coming into your life and you start to compound, is to stay in gratitude, to just say yes to it, to be open to it, and to feel how amazing it feels that you are getting signs from God or the universe that, hey, you're in alignment for this. Like you are headed the right way. You are headed the right direction because every blessing that comes into your life is a sign from the universe saying like, hey, we are going the right way. We are headed the right way. And here are some clues. Here are some signs that you are doing amazing. Just keep doing what you're doing. In conclusion, the point of this episode is really to let you guys know that miracles are out there. All you have to do is ask. You have to do is ask. All you have to do is believe and feel like you already have it. And the universe will send that thing your way so fast. But you really have to be the silent observer of your mind. And whenever you feel like you're going out of alignment, steer that steering wheel back. Because let me tell you, the universe is just waiting to give you whatever it is that you ask for and whatever it is that your heart truly desires. But it can't give you anything unless you ask and unless you believe it. So I hope today's episode is going to help you guys, and let me know what you manifest. Let me know what miracles come into your life. I would love to hear about it. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening in. I hope today's episode was of great value to you. And please feel free to share with a friend, with a family member, if you guys feel called. I would love a review either through Apple or Spotify. Thank you guys again, and we'll see you next time.